everyone, and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. DC fandom dominated the week in entertainment. So much news that, look at me, I can't even find the time to shave and stuff. But before we get to the literal mountain of news from the fandom, here's some other quick updates from the week in the world of entertainment. Will Smith and Kevin Hart have officially signed on to star as The Odd Couple in a remake of the classic 80s comedy Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The remake has no anticipated release date as of this time. Sony is still moving forward with their Spider-Man universe set of films and has now enlisted Olivia Wilde to write and direct a new female-centered Marvel movie. There is no official word yet, but rumors suggest that the subject may be Spider-Woman. In casting news, Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro announced on Instagram that his long-developing Pinocchio film has found a home at Netflix and that he has already cast Tilda Swinton and Finn Wolfhard as the stars. Fresh off the 15th and final season of Supernatural, star Jensen Ackles is ready for his next chapter, and it will be starting at Amazon, as Ackles has officially joined the cast of season 3 of the popular superhero gritfest, The Boys. And finally, Michael Keaton is going to have some company in reprising his Batman role, as fellow big-screen Dark Knight Ben Affleck will also appear in the Flashpoint movie as the Caped Crusader. A couple of new trailers dropped this week before we get to the DC fandom. First was Netflix's Enola Holmes, starring Millie Bobby Brown as the teenage sister of super detective Sherlock Holmes, trying to track down her missing mother. Henry Cavill and Sam Claflin co-star, and it is set for a September 23rd release. Netflix also gave us our first look at the fourth season of The Crown, which will drop on November 15th. And Kenneth Branagh released the first trailer for the next film in the Poirot mystery series with Death on the Nile, set for a theatrical release on October 23rd. But of course, it was DC fandom that dominated the movie news all weekend long. We got a literal avalanche of trailers and sneak peeks at the upcoming films from DC. First up was the first trailer for the Snyder Cut of Justice League that is set to debut on HBO Max. Patty Jenkins gave us our second trailer for Wonder Woman 1984 that included the first look at Kristen Wiig's cheetah villain and is set for release on October 2nd. The Rock brought us our first look at his long-in-development Black Adam film by way of concept artwork narrated by Johnson himself. A couple of new video game trailers dropped with the next chapter in the Batman Arkham series Gotham Knights and the brand new Rocksteady comic book game Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Not to be outdone by the video game, James Gunn brought a fantastic roll call video and a behind-the-scenes look at the upcoming sequel, The Suicide Squad, boasting an insanely big cast. But undoubtedly, the biggest trailer drop of the weekend was our first look at Matt Reeves' The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson. The film boasts a huge villain list and is due out sometime in 2021. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows, our articles, and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with a Z.